This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Hey, this news came out about an hour or so ago, with the Ravens Commanders joint practice. Not happening. Dan Quinn citing logistical challenges and strains on players. Ravens and Commanders just announced that next week's joint practice is no longer to be held. Quinn says sometimes schedules don't sync up as it hits. I was visiting with John last night. We're bummed. Got a lot of respect for them, and we're looking forward. We're looking forward to them, etc., etc. So no joint practice, which has been planned for a while. So what sort of logistical changes or nightmares have popped up?
I'm guessing that because the game is the game's Saturday at noon, and they were doing Thursday practice. I don't know if they found out, you know, in the Redskins or Washington, they probably want to practice in the morning. And if you're Baltimore, you're Thursday, you probably figured that they would just bus down. But a bus from Baltimore to Ashburn, you know, and you got to be there early in the morning, well, that may take you 2.5 hours to get there. So I'm guessing that to deal with traffic coming, going, and I don't know if Harb's, you know, if they were going to stay at a hotel, you know, on that Thursday night. And then if you're going to stay at a hotel, you're going to stay up by the stadium, which traffic, you might as well go to Baltimore. You know, traffic's a pain in the ass. I'll guarantee it had something to do with traffic.
But wouldn't they have known that all along?
You would think. Traffic sucks. You know,
for years and years and years and years. But anywho, the joint practice with Washington no longer happening. So there you go. But let's get back to the sound coming out of one winning drive yesterday. John Harbaugh, Ravens head coach. What are the plans for the starters there, John?
Our plan is to have the same guys that didn't play at all in the last game will not play in this game.
And I got no problem with that. And to be totally honest, you know, if you didn't want to play Malachi Starks, I'm cool with that. You know?
I'm 1,000% cool with that.
Because I think, I don't know how many plays he played. He made a tackle.
Yeah, and got a series or two.
Yeah, so I don't know about that. But I don't mind Falele, Rosengarten. I don't mind those linemen playing. Other than that, you know, the Mike Greens of the world and the Ajab, they all need to play. So, yeah, Bob, how about a kid like Tavius Robinson? You know, all of a sudden, he's got to feel pretty good. I don't even have to play.
Yeah. I mean, he's I like that guy. And it's awesome watching him ascend. But you get through Washington, or Dallas, rather, and then you get ready for Washington. You're not playing Rosengarten and...
No, nobody.
...in Falele in that game.
Probably you make a deal with Dan Quinn. Hey, you run it, I run it. We keep the clock rolling, and we get out of here. Because, yeah, you're not playing anybody that is important for that Buffalo game. They're not playing in that one.
John Harbaugh was asked about preparing the guys for these in-game situations which are coming up.
This really is a challenge, but we do try to practice them all. We try to review them all. We try to show tape of them all so they can see, like, TV copy. When they see it in real time, see how it plays out in real time, and get an understanding of how it comes about. I mean, we also practice the hurry-up field goal. We call it the bonsai field goal today because it came up in practice at the end, so we went ahead and practiced it with the third offense. And, you know, I don't think it's probably going to come up, but it could. You know, now they've been through it. So you try to get it all practiced as much as you can, and then when it comes up during the course of the season with other teams, you always show it to them and review it with them and try to remind them about it.
Yeah, the old bonsai field goal wasn't great yesterday. I mean, they ran it yesterday, but Tyler Loop, that was the worst kick I've ever seen him make. So, yeah, they need...
What happened?
It was wide to the right, which he never misses to the right, and he didn't hit it like he normally hits it. He kind of, you know, like in golf, Bob, you kind of clunk one. Kind of clunked.
That's 9 out of 10 times for me. But it wasn't from distance, was it?
I want to say it wasn't. He didn't hit it good. It was just, you know, the operation looked fine, but his kick was bad.
News from the Nest here on this Total Request Thursday. It's Vinny and Haney, Nolan McGraw. John Harbaugh asked about the wide receiver group and the growth that they have seen over the course of training camp.
The little things, you know, there's, for instance, the deep balls, you know, in terms of we try to hold a line vertically away from the sideline to create room for the quarterback and try to stack the corner. I've seen them do that better this week. You saw a couple of those plays out here today. Depth of route running, spacing against zone coverage, things like that are really starting to get pretty sharp. And you wonder why all of a sudden the passing game maybe looks better and better. And then you see it's the details of the route running a lot of times.
And I totally agree with the details of the route running. You know, throwing a deep ball is not an easy thing because you're throwing different receivers all the time and they all have different speeds. Mike Shanahan always would tell Steve Young, when we were in San Fran, he put a bucket down there, like at 43 yards or whatever, and he'd tell Steve, on your, soon as your fifth step hits, that's where you want to drop the ball in that bucket. You know, and that's, you know, it was like 3 yards inside the out-of-bounds line. That's where the bucket was, like 43 yards down, 3 yards in, and then you try to drop it right there. So the receiver kind of knows where he's aiming to. And, you know, and that's, you know, the spacing. And the thing with, I've not seen Bateman drop a football. You know, and his route running is spectacular. I haven't seen him play as good and as consistent as he's been playing, and same with Zay.
Total Request Thursday. We'll come back, count some dough, hopefully, buy or sell, talk about sports subjects of this day, revisit the Orioles and Mariners lineups as they get ready for first pitch at 105 Oriole Park, Camden Yards. And then Brian Wacker from the Baltimore Sun, his impressions of training camp have been what? As the Ravens, we know the expectations. They're extremely high. Are they up to...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The challenge.
Are you buying
straight cash, homie,
or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Orioles take it on the Mariners coming up here in less than an hour. Give you the lineups in a couple of seconds. Ravens walking through before they head to Dallas, taking on the Cowboys, preseason game number two. Joint practice with the Commanders has been kiboshed, so that's not happening. College football starts in less than 10 days. August 23rd, you got a big game over in Ireland. We'll get into all of that. And coming up NFL lunch, we're going to start looking at these point spreads for week one of the NFL season. But right now, let's count some dough by ourselves.
Yeah, we're not making any money today. The Dow's down 205. The S&P's down 16. NASDAQ's down 47. DraftKings up 78 cents, 43.94. Under Armour's down 17 cents to $4.73.
Get things started in the NFL today. The Bengals did most of their damage through the air last year. That'll continue to be the case moving forward. But don't sleep on second-year running back Chase Brown, what he was able to do just last year. 990 yards, 7 touchdowns as he took over as the starter in the backfield there. Throw in 300 receiving yards. And their offensive coordinator, Dan Pitcher, has even higher hopes for 2026, saying that he views Brown as a top 10 back in the league right now. No matter how you slice the stats, well, he wasn't top 10 in any category last year, but a steady increase in usage has left fans hopeful for big things. Vinny, are you buying or selling that Brown will be regarded as a top 10 back by the end of this coming year?
I'll buy it. I think that he's going to get more run and stuff, and I think with, you know, the confidence and things, I'll buy that.
Well, when it comes to buy or sell, sometimes you got to pay the tax, and it's been a while since we paid the LeBron James tax on buy or sell. That's right. Your favorite questions. By extension here, Bronny James, because I couldn't ignore this headline. You know it's gearing up. You know
he's got a good-looking girlfriend. I saw that.
Oh, hey. Do what you got to do, man.
When you advantage him.
Yes.
Earn the right, I guess. Well, if you thought the whole dynamic, Bronny, is he going to play? Is he not going to play? Does he deserve to be there or not? If you thought that was going anywhere, not so fast. Headlines already heating up about Bronny being a bigger part of the Lakers' rotation this coming season. LA assistant coach Nate McMillan recently said in a podcast interview that Bronny has been very impressive in the summer league, a different composure to him. As a rookie last year, probably played more than he should have, even if it was mostly in garbage time, averaged 6 minutes in 27 games played. Buy or sell, Bob, Bronny appears in more games this year than last.
Appears in more games? I'll buy that. Does he have a significant impact on their championship hopes? I will sell that 1,000%. Nate McMillan's a tenured guy with a lot of success. I mean, he played against Len Bias when he was at NC State, and he was a really successful coach. Is Redick a figurehead or a LeBron puppet? We don't really know, but he'll play in more games. But is he going to be the, you know, the bust out player of the year in the NBA? I'm going to go ahead and sell. And by the way, I don't hate on Bronny James. You know, I lose no sleep over Bronny James one way or another, but you could say there's a lot of nepotism keeping him in the status. I mean, are there players in the G League better than Bronny James? You could probably, like a Jimmy Patsos could probably answer that better than me.
All right, we'll go back to the NFL here. Vikings wide receiver room, all of a sudden, looking very uncertain as the regular season approaches. We've got an ongoing hamstring injury to monitor for Justin Jefferson. Throw in the season-ending injury for Rondale Moore, a three-game suspension out the gate for Jordan Addison. Rookie quarterback J.J. McCarthy left wondering who he's going to be throwing the ball to early on this year. They'll continue to take the cautious approach with Justin Jefferson for now, but this has been an issue for a few weeks. This goes back to July when this popped up, and time's running out before week one. Buy or sell, Vinny, the Vikings will feel pressure to get Jefferson out there at less than 100% because of the state of their wide receiver depth.
Sell. I mean, we saw it with Mountcastle. What was it, 10 weeks for his hammy? No, you don't hurry that guy out. You get him totally healed, and then you put him on the field. But he's too valuable, you know, for you to do that.
Over to baseball, some things to keep an eye on as MLB free agency approaches. Which players will be opting out of their player options for 2026 and electing to hit the open market? For some, it's an easy choice, rather. Cody Bellinger, though, we'll have to wait and see. He held a $27.5 million option for this year, decided to stick with it, was ultimately traded a couple months later from the Cubs to the Yankees. Since posting even better stats in this year, that's giving him a three-year run, a pretty sustained success, certainly way better than what he did in the 3 years prior to that. So the question is, will he re-up with New York for a $25 million option next year or elect for free agency? Keep in mind, he is a Boris client. Mm-hmm. Buy or sell, Bob, Bellinger will opt out but ultimately stay with New York.
I'll buy that because you got to, you know, see if the grass is greener. Remember there was a time when Bellinger and Aaron Judge were considered to be on the same level as a player? I mean, Bellinger was a premier center fielder when he was with L.A., really good first baseman, rejuvenated in Chicago with the Cubs, and he's having a good year for the Yankees. Yeah, I'll buy it. He'll stick around New York. I mean, that short porch has to be inviting for him. And, you know, they've been offensively challenged when Judge isn't in there. I mean, Stan's kind of heating up a little bit. He's kind of the other guy. Grisham, neighbor Chisholm will run into a fastball every now and again, but he'll stick around the pinstripes. He seems like that kind of guy.
Well, you should take a victory lap because you wanted him in Baltimore before he signed with the Cubs.
I did?
You did. You were banking on a bounce back for Bellinger.
Oh, I did?
Yeah. That was before he popped off.
I don't really remember, but I'll take your word for it.
You got to take your wins.
Yeah, I take enough losses.
Let's see. One more here. In the NFL, fake Adam Schefter Twitter account had riled a lot of people up earlier this week. It's nothing new. This happens all the time. But reporting that Odell Beckham Jr. was retiring. Well, that's not the case. The wide receiver quickly responded, saying that he still wants to play, but there really hasn't been any buzz around him since his departure from Miami last year. And it was really a disappointing year with the Dolphins. Just 55 yards on 9 catches, only appeared in 9 games. Of course, a year prior when he was with Baltimore, actually pretty solid if you're going off of what you expect out of a third or fourth wide receiver. Buy or sell, Vinny, Odell will go unsigned through the entire 2025 season.
I'll buy it. I'll buy it. Because, you know what? Like, when he was a star, you could deal with all of the stuff. You know, now that he's not, you know, as a third or fourth receiver, why do you want the headache?
Didn't Miami get rid of him during season two?
Yeah. They didn't even get to the end of the year.
Right. Yeah, I think that ship may have sailed.
I think it's definitely sailed.
And speaking of which, not to get too far off topic, because we are talking to Brian Wacker next. Hopkins this year, I think, is going to bring more to the equation than Beckham did 2 years ago. Not the fanfare. Like, my daughter wanted an Odell Beckham jersey, which I bought for $150. But she don't even know who DeAndre Hopkins is. You know what I'm saying? But for us, it's like, all right, what's he going to do when the games start? And I think Hopkins will do more than Beckham did 2 years ago.
I agree.
500 yards.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Let's see. Before we break and get Brian Wacker, the giveaways continue. Only 2 days left this week to win tickets to see the Marshall Tucker Band. They're going to be at the Maryland State Fair on September 5th. Tickets on sale at MarylandStateFair.com. Let's go with caller number 7 at 410-583-1057. Again, if you don't win today, you got another shot tomorrow.
Brian Wacker, Baltimore Sun, talk Ravens with him. If you want to join us, Orioles taking on the Mariners at 105. Your plan for the Orioles, if you're Mike Elias, give us one thing outside of hiring a manager that you're going to have to do. And what about Hopkins? Your expectation levels for him in his first year in Baltimore. NFL lunch, 1 o'clock. American League East report at 1:15. And then we'll get into this fantasy football and real football stuff with Mike Harmon from Fox Sports Radio.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Radio. It's all about the Buffalo Bills. September 7th, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, it's Vinny and Haney. Total Request Thursday. That sounded like Kansas, if I'm not mistaken. Right? Was it Kansas?
That's correct.
All right. Get your votes at Featured Artist Friday at 410-583-1057. Orioles and Mariners. Birds go for a series win 105. Get you the scores and lineups in a couple of minutes here. But right now, let's talk about the Ravens. It's on the Window Nation guest hotline. It's with the Baltimore Sun. So welcome back to the show, Brian Wacker. Brian, what's happening?
How are you guys?
Going all right, man. And we were just talking about Hopkins, where he is at this stage of his career, DeAndre versus Odell Beckham Jr. a couple years back. And I know you wrote about it today. The chemistry between Lamar Jackson and Rashad Bateman's on point. I mean, Bateman was an impact player last year. Flowers was a Pro Bowler. Tez Walker, everybody loves him. So just tell our listeners, Brian, about this wide receiver group and where does Hopkins fit into it? And what does he need to be, I guess, for the Ravens in 2025?
Well, I think he needs to be an option is what he needs to be. Certainly a lot of mouths to feed in his offense, as you mentioned some of them. But, you know, he needs to be a guy that he's always been, a contested catch guy, dependable set of hands, short and intermediate range, down in the red zone, of course. You know, those are areas that really just gives Baltimore another weapon. And particularly with Isaiah Likely, you know, being out, you know, at least for the near future and potentially for a game or two at the beginning of the season. And of course, you don't know what he's going to be like when he comes back from that broken bone in the foot. So that gives them another option in those critical areas of the field. And in particular, too, also those third down situations. Again, this is an area where Hopkins has kind of always thrived in his career. So would not be a shock to see him kind of excel in those ways. We've already seen him in training camp, you know, a number of contested catches over the course of the past few weeks or so. So I expect him to be, look, he's not going to be the, you know, three-time All-Pro that we've seen throughout the bulk of his career, but they don't really need him to be that. They just need him to be a guy who can be an open target for Lamar Jackson and also haul in some of those passes that Lamar throws that are sometimes offline.
Hey, Brian, I said earlier on the show today, I think that I don't know that I've seen Bateman drop a ball, and I've never seen him as smooth and as, I guess he just looks extremely confident and fast to me.
You're right, Vinny. You know, look, he's had a terrific camp, especially on deep balls. Mm-hmm. Really, we've seen a lot of that this summer, and the piece you guys referenced that I wrote for the Baltimore Sun earlier in the week. Yeah, look, this guy was one of the top separators in the NFL last season. He was also, I think, the best deep threat in the NFL last season, if the numbers, if I'm remembering them correctly. So, you know, this is a guy who seems to be blossoming, and he seems to be on the same page with quarterback Lamar Jackson. That's always been a point of contention when talking about those two guys among the fan base. So to me, he looks like a guy who, one, he's healthy. You know, that's been a big part of it. I talked to him this offseason. He said he added about 10 pounds of muscle over the summer, you know, in an effort to get stronger, still has that speed. He's always been a high-level route runner. He's got high-level football IQ. And, you know, I think he's just kind of coming into his own now. And look, this is what they hoped he would be when they selected him in the first round back in 2021.
Hey, Brian, have we heard anything lately on Jair Alexander?
You know, he had some swelling in the knee, I believe, a week or so ago, you know, and it wasn't deemed to be a serious issue. But no, you know, there doesn't seem to be a lot of concern, but of course that there always is the concern when it comes to Jair Alexander, of course, in that lengthy injury history. So I think the Ravens are probably being precautionary at this point. I don't think, to my knowledge, it's not a serious issue, probably more of a lingering issue perhaps, with him, but I would expect certainly if we don't see him back on the practice field, I would think, by next week, that would be a little more concerning.
Now, Brian, 3 days ago, I saw Kyle Hamilton sprinting on the sidelines and stuff, and he looked great. Then he was in the walkthrough practice where he looked fine, and then yesterday in a sweatshirt. But let me just say this, Brian. The day that I saw him sprinting up and down a field, I saw him at the far end talking to Bisciotti and Eric.
Yeah, look, Kyle Hamilton, to your point, we've seen him, we've not seen him. I think, again, this is a guy I think they're probably being very cautious with. It appeared, and we don't know sort of officially, but it appeared when he went, sort of came out of that practice before the joint practice against the Colts, that he was dealing with a bit of a groin issue. He seemed to be like stretching out that area. And so you would think, again, this is, one of those types of injuries, if that's the case, if it is the groin, that you certainly, don't want to push it. It's the kind of thing that can linger into the season. Look, Kyle Hamilton is not a guy that necessarily needs all the reps in training camp. So I don't think they're overly concerned. I think they would be more concerned, if the injury were to linger and he wasn't able to be out there week one, that would be a much, much bigger concern.
Who has the most pressure on him on Saturday night against the Cowboys?
Boy, there's a long list of guys, really, to me. You look at that roster, there's probably about 10 or 12 guys who are on that bubble. Certainly a guy like Rasheen Ali is interesting to me because, is this a team that's going to carry four running backs? Probably not, but he could certainly make the case for trying to push his way onto the roster. I think other guys, Reuben Lowry, defensive back, I think he's another guy I would want to keep an eye on. You look at some of the offensive linemen, Nick Samak, center, we've seen Corey Bullock in there, and he's done a nice job. So you wonder if Samak, if he's going to be the backup center again, or does Bullock kind of surpass him there? And then I think other guys like Adisa Isaac and David Ajabo, potentially both guys, look, there's a chance they could both be on the 53-man roster and they decide to carry six outside linebackers. But I think those guys potentially are fighting for one spot. And then you look at a guy like Jay Higgins, linebacker, had a nice game last week against the Colts. Teddy Buchanan, not so much. So the rookie linebacker out of Cal. So you sort of look at him and I think there's some pressure on him because he didn't play particularly well at all last week. So those are kind of some of the guys that I've got my eye on. I think that, they're going to have to perform well this week.
Now, Brian, because to me, Isaac is way ahead of Ajabo in my eyes. Where are you at with Ajabo?
I kind of have them fairly equal. I think Ajabo has shown a little more explosiveness at times than Isaac, but it's also come against typically second teamers, third teamers, and so forth. So I haven't been particularly impressed, with either guy. I don't think has stood out in a major way to me. So I think that's one of those camp battles that's potentially going to go on for a little bit longer. I mean, certainly there's more organizational control with Isaac, with this being the last year of the contract for David Ajabo. So you do wonder about that impacting things. But I think both of those guys are probably a good chance that they're, fighting for one spot.
Brian Wacker, Baltimore Sun, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Brian, real quick, what do you make of this Commanders-Ravens joint practice getting kiboshed here?
Boy, that just was very odd, to hear that. I was actually tied up earlier this morning and just saw the announcement a little while ago. I know that the Ravens look at these joint practices as an opportunity for starters really to play. Of course, we heard Don Harbaugh say, look, starters aren't going to play this week against the Cowboys, certainly not going to play in that preseason finale against the Commanders. So to me, it's a bit strange to sort of mutually agree to not have that practice, but it is what it is, as John Harbaugh said earlier this week in reference to something else. But I think it's one of those things that they would have liked to potentially have, just to have the starters out there for the closest thing to a preseason game that Lamar Jackson and company are going to see.
Brian Wacker, Baltimore Sun. Brian, always appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your Total Request Thursday. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. Brian Wacker, everyone. We'll come back, reset the program for you. NFL Lunch coming up top of the hour. American League East Report 115. Then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. Longtime friend. Talk about the fantasy football world that he lives in. Because he lives in L.A. It's nothing but a fantasy out there, right? for the final hour of this program. Got NFL lunch coming up here in a couple of minutes. Just talked to Brian Wacker from The Sun about the Ravens. No joint practice with the Commanders. Kind of shocked a lot of people, as you heard. But let's get out to the phones. Go to PT in Towson. PT, what's up?
Hey, guys. I was just looking at the injuries with the Ravens. And as you guys know, they had the fewest injuries in the NFL last year. And, of course, I mean, the Eagles were in that top five as well, which, you know, why they won. But are we going to give, Harbs a pass if they do have worse injury luck this year as far as, getting to the Super Bowl?
Well, I think you got to see how it happens and when it happens. And, it's hard to say. It's hard to say. You just don't know when they're going to happen.
Right. Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, it's a huge part in sports. I just look at it like I think, for a year and a half, the Orioles were the best team in baseball. And then they had injuries for the last year and a half. And now everybody was like, oh, this general manager is bad. It's like, I just want it to be both ways. If the Ravens they had the fewest injuries and they have the best quarterback in football. And we all agree the team is loaded with talent. And the offensive line did a great job, which speaks to Harbaugh and the coaching staff. They coached these guys up. I'm not arguing that. And the acquisition of Henry is a great addition. And he's playing, he's 31, and he's playing like he's 25. I mean, that's part coaching staff. It's part general manager. But I don't think it's fair to say, man, the general manager of the Orioles sucks when we were the best team in baseball when they were healthy. And adding a guy like O'Neill, we're counting on Grayson Rodriguez next year. That's on the staff, man. He's injury prone, and Grayson has as high a character as anybody, but the guy's injured, and maybe he just can't be a Major League Baseball player. I understand that.
So signing Tyler O'Neill's on the coaching staff?
No, it's on the general manager. It's on the line 100%.
Now, all right, to use comparisons here, because I love how you always try to sneak the Orioles in there, PT, but Eric DaCosta has put together a roster that John Harbaugh should win with.
Yes. Complete roster.
Yeah. Mike Elias didn't do that for Brandon Hyde this year. Right? I think we've seen that play out. Injuries were a major problem. Got it. But boy, did he not. He missed the boat, Elias did, putting together a rotation that was capable of winning a championship.
He whiffed on Morton. And if the Braves don't want Morton back, does Elias think he's that smart? No, that was a mistake, and I completely agree with
it. Or counting on Grayson Rodriguez to come in here and give you 30 starts, given the fact he's never done that before, wasn't that kind of short-sighted too?
I agree, but for two seasons, he was at over 115 innings a clip, so I agree. He's not a guy you're going to say the full boat, but you are going to say, yeah, he's going to throw 100 innings.
But if he's your number two starter, wouldn't you want more than 100 innings? Like he's supposed to hit the post 30 times? He's supposed to be doing Dean Kramer in reliability.
I definitely agree. I think Elias had a bad offseason. And I love the addition of Sagano, but he hasn't really worked out. And I agree. The Orioles had it in the palm of their hand. You don't take gambles there. And that's what he did. He went cheap and he took gambles. So I agree Elias had a bad offseason. But boy, if you look at the whole scope of it.
All right, PT, I love, again, we love the passion.
Right. And you know what? The Ravens, they went all in. They pushed all their chips in this year. And the Orioles didn't do that.
Yeah. They got crumbs.
Yeah.
The Ravens got a full bag of Utz, nice and tasty, full chips. The Orioles got like the crumbs at the bottom of the bag, which costs like $5 a bag, by the way. Now, look, the Ravens have been a consistent winner for the better part of 25 years now. The Orioles went 14 years without a winning season, and then they had their rebirth with Buck, and now they've had this revival where they were supposed to be World Series contenders this year. They're one of the worst teams in baseball. Mike Elias did not put together a roster capable enough to compete, and a lot of their star young players have taken steps backwards this year. They hired a brand new a trainer. So they identified something in the offseason, you would think, well, why are our guys kind of... Then it's more of a, what's up with the obliques and the hammies? Where's all this coming from? You signed a guy in Tyler O'Neill that has a history of being hurt.
Yeah.
Nolan,
and,
would you like to get in here and rag on the Ravens or defend the Orioles? Where are you going with
one thing real quick, Nolan. That would be like, The Ravens, they went out and got a Derrick Henry. You know, that'd be like the Orioles going out and getting whatever pitcher.
Yeah, but Derrick Henry was supposed to be on the downslope of his career. He, you know, he only averaged 5 yards a carry in Tennessee, and how's he going to fit in with the new offense? And I said he's going to fit in nicely and exceeded every expectation. It would be like the Orioles going out and getting, I don't know, Blake Snell, and, you know, he comes out and wins the Cy Young again. But, you know, injuries are an unfortunate part of football because you get hurt just running across, running a route non-contact in training camp. But to hold Mike Elias faultless for why they're in last place, I think is extremely.
Injuries are a part of sports. They are going to happen again next year.
How many pitchers have the Dodgers lost this year?
How many did they lose when they won the World Series last year? You know, and 100, 115 innings is the bar for Grayson Rodriguez. Good Lord.
Yeah, your number two starter. Now, your number two starter is supposed to give you 180 and be an all-star consideration. Anyway, we're not here to rag on the Orioles. We want them to win as much as anybody. By the way, getting ready for the Mariners could win the series behind Sagana. But we'll come back, NFL lunch, talk some football, American League East report, what happened yesterday in the division last night, what's happening today. And then Mike Harmon, talk real and fantasy sports with him from Fox Sports Radio. He's also a Bears fan. And all the news we're hearing out of Chicago is that Ben Johnson's miracle touch isn't working yet. For Caleb Williams.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.